I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Bob Dickey, and he's the first vice president with the National Corn Growers Association. And we're here at the 2008 Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. Why don't you talk a little bit about what the association has planned for this year's event?
Well, this year's event, we're happy to be here and to do these interviews to get our message out. Our mission is to create and increase opportunities for corn growers, and then that's exactly why we're here, and that's why we exist. We're a grassroots organization with over 33,000 members, and we've got a great staff, and staff's with me here today, and I'm just excited to be in a part of the Farm Progress Show here in Boone, Iowa.
What would you say are some of the hot-button issues going on right now with corn growers?
Well, right now, let me back up and say we had a great year this last year. The last 12 months, we were able to pass WRDA, the Water Resource Development Act. We were able to pass the Farm Bill. We were able to pass the Energy Bill, which is really critical to the bottom line of corn producers, okay? As we look to this new year, this next 12 months, there's just a lot of issues out there. We're going to be electing a new president here in the near term, and, of course, that means we're going to have a new Secretary of Agriculture. And we're anxious to work with whoever the people of this country might elect. There's just lots and lots of issues out there. We did pass the Farm Bill, as I mentioned. Now we need to implement the bill, the current Farm Bill. And I'm excited about the new Farm Bill. Is it a perfect Farm Bill? No, it's not a perfect Farm Bill. But I'm really excited that the ACRE program is a part of the new Farm Bill. The ACRE program is Average Crop Revenue Election Program. That's a revenue-based safety net for farmers. And I think that may be real critical this coming year as we look at the skyrocketing costs to put in the corn crop, not only this year, but next year as well. Because the farm program through the ACRE program is based on revenue. And that may be critical to our bottom line come next year.
You talked about having the success of last year with all these different issues and policies coming into place. You talked about a little bit of the increased cost that you expect for next year, but overall, do you still expect to see the same amount of success? What kind of future do you see for corn growers?
Well, there's two things that farmers watch. They watch the weather, and they watch the markets. And we can't do much about the weather, you know. I do hope we get a late frost. I'm hopeful that we have a long growing extended growing period this year, simply because some of the crop is behind by a week or two, in some cases longer than that, because we really haven't had the heat units that we so sorely need to produce a maximum crop. I am hopeful that we get a big crop this next year. Having said that, it's going to be an exciting year in corn production.
And how about fueling and the growth of ethanol? I know some new cellulosic ethanol plants are going to be coming online commercially. Where do you think that's going to take corn?
We're very excited about the ethanol industry and the cellulosic industry that will help provide the feedstocks for the ethanol. We get behind the cellulosic industry because that will help enhance the overall industry. And so we're very supportive of what's going on in the cellulosic side of the ethanol industry, whether it be switchgrass, sweet sorghum, alfalfa, wood chips, you know, corn stalks, corn cobs, whatever. We're excited about that, and we just like to see that come on stream in the near future if possible.
I think POET is planning on, they've already announced that they're building one, so it looks like it will be online in the near future.
That's right, and we support that. We hope it's very successful, because what that will do, that'll just allow another value added for the corn industry through cobs or corn stalks or whatever.
Great. I think that covers all the questions I have for you right now. Anything you want to add?
Well, I just wanted to encourage all your listeners to put on their calendar to come to the Commodity Classic in Grapevine, Texas, next February 26th, 27th, and 28th. Would love to have everybody come to the Commodity Classic.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.